New York specialty. Cab drivers use it. Like, don't come too close to my car. You know, it's like sign language for the speaking and the hearing.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Finger has changed in a good way. It's a new bold face of the finger.
It used to be the ultimate insult, but now...
Britney Spears is in the back of her limo laughing and giving the finger. You know, sure, she apologizes to a few fans, but nobody really cares.
Matt Patterson, author of The Finger, a comprehensive guide to flipping off.
It's kidding. Do the finger to someone, even my friend, it's like, yeah, who you are.
No big deal.
No big deal.
But depending on what the situation is, Patterson says the finger is still a very big deal.
For a gesture that has been, and I would definitely say watered down, you know, something that was a horrible, horrible insult, can still get people angry enough to kill you.
Alice Stockton-Rossini, 1010 Winds News.
Finger has changed in a good way. It's a new bold face of the finger.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Doesn't mean anything anymore, especially in the city.
They're more verbal and vulgar than ever before.
So we've moved beyond the finger.
Yes. Oh, yes. Most people are just coming out the windows saying what it means.
So what does it mean?
It's affectionate, really. You know, at a certain point, it's like, it's a sign of that you can do that with someone and not mean it as an insult. It's a sign of comfort, friendship, affection.
Whatever it means, it's rising in social acceptability. It's everywhere. It's shared among friends. It even pops up on TV. But Matt Patterson, author of The Finger, a comprehensive guide to flipping off, reminds us.
It's always in the newspaper. Somebody flips somebody off on the highway, they wind up dead or shot at. It still has a power.
Alice Stockton-Rossini, 1010 Winds News.